Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Bravo Happy Hour. I'm your host, Megan O'Donnell. Grab yourself a drink and join me while I break down the week in Bravo TV news.
Hey there. Thanks so much for listening to Bravo Happy Hour. I'm your trusted host, Megan O'Donnell. I just want to say, obviously, thanks for listening to Bravo Happy Hour, but I also wanted to beg and plead that you guys go onto Apple iTunes and just shoot me a 5-star review. It takes 2 seconds, and it lets people find out about the show, and it allows Bravo lovers to be linked to it when they follow other amazing Bravo podcasts. So, obviously, I don't mean to shill and be annoying up front, but here I am shilling and being annoying. Let's just jump right into the news. Sharice Jackson from The Real Housewives of Potomac will not be appearing in the upcoming season 4 of The Real Housewives of Potomac. So Sharice was on seasons 1 and 2 as a main cast member and came on the third season as a friend of. She posted on Instagram with a picture of herself, which, like, again, like, I love when, like, women in their, like, you know, 40s or 50s, like, post these photos with, like, a screenshot of their Instagram story with, like, just the word nope written on it. I don't know. It's cute. I'll post it on my Instagram, so check that out. Bravo Happy Hour. With the caption, I keep getting asked this question over and over again. Just for the record, I will not be appearing at all on Real Housewives of Potomac Season 4. Hashtag just Sharice. If you guys don't remember, Sharice was the wife of Eddie, who is, like, the Rutgers basketball coach and some loser. So she came on the show married to him, and then they went through a divorce, which actually I don't even know if they're actually finally divorced, but a separation. He was, like, living in Jersey and she was down in Potomac, so, like, it's not working. So Sharice wasn't really willing to open up about her life, and that's kind of, I think, why she became a friend of last season. I guess, yeah, now it's confirmed that she won't be on season 4, but you know what? I don't really need her. You know, that champagne room that she got in that home, like, it just made me sad, like, thinking about, like, how the value of her house is probably going to go down when prospective buyers are like, so I'm sorry, why would any family need a champagne room? And the room was, like, so small. It had, like, 2 chairs and just, like, walls of, like, Veuve Clicquot and, like, I don't know. It's very Heather Dubrow adjacent, and also, like, that's not even the best kind of champagne. So Trash. She also rode on hoverboards a lot, which we don't need to see. And she was rapping. That was a lot. Another thing that I'm not going to be sad to see go. However, Monique Samuels also is a rapper, so maybe that's kind of where their beef ignited back on season 3. But as Charisse is leaving, Katie Ross from season 1 is actually coming back. She was the beautiful model who was like a socialite who dated, I think, Russell Simmons, you know, like 15 years ago. She has a few kids, and she was like with that guy who was like 100% confirmed a gay man. And she was like begging him to marry her. And he like clearly was like, babe, like, I don't like you like that. So she's actually coming back to the show as a friend of. So I'm wondering if they were like, ditch Charisse, get Katie back on, and we'll see if this works instead. Katie's actually pregnant right now and was dating this guy and is actually on this like whole like hashtag Me Too crusade. And the man that she got pregnant with, I think she might be implying he is abusive, but who the fuck knows? We're gonna have to wait and see for season 4, which probably will be coming around April or May. No new season date has come out yet, but I'm assuming sometime in the spring. And I freaking can't wait. Like, Potomac is such a sleeper hit. If you guys are listening to this right now, I'm begging and pleading for you guys to go back, watch the show. It is so freaking good. Karen Huger, there's nothing like her on television. And you know what? They have some duds on the cast too. Like, I think Robin is kind of boring and Giselle is like, whatever. You know, she's like really bitchy and like really funny. But I actually find her quite mean. I find her malicious, which is not always what I want in a housewife. I kind of want a little bit of kindness. Who am I kidding? I want like a genuine person behind the horrible exterior. So moving on, Dina Manzo from the Real Housewives in New Jersey. So Dina was on the show for seasons 1 and 2, came back as like a friend of on season 4, then came back again on season 6 as a main cast member. So Dina has like just infamous. She made the phrase, you know, she wants to skin me and wear me like last year's Versace in regards to Danielle Staub, which is a phrase I'm probably going to get written on my tombstone. So hopefully my kids, my unborn children are listening to this and will take note. So Dina got super real with fans during a Q&A on Instagram where she revealed that she's actually been suffering multiple miscarriages in the last few months. So a fan asked her, do you wish to have more children? And she said, sometimes, I recently lost a few pregnancies, but God is in charge, not me. So that just was really upsetting. You know, no one should ever go through that. Dina is with a man named David Canton. They've been together for a while now. He is 40. She's 46. So, you know, she's still in the realm of possibility to have a baby. Kenya Moore. Janet Jackson. Even though, okay, Janet Jackson, who really knows about that one? But again, I digress. So Dina actually went on Jeff Lewis Live in August 2018 saying that they had gotten engaged. And then a fan in this Q&A also asked him if they got married, and Dina continued to play coy and said, maybe, with a smiley. So hopefully Dina is happily married, like living her best life. Her home was damaged in the Malibu fires, which is fucking brutal, but she recently just moved to another location in Cali. So, you know, she's on the up and up. And obviously Dina has one daughter now named Lexi, who I think is turning 23 this year, which is crazy because, you know, we saw her like as like a cute little preteen with like braces and like really lanky arms. Like, I love like lanky kids, lanky teens. So I hope Dina, I'm praying for her because miscarriages are fucking sad and no one deserves to go through that. So staying on the East Coast, Sonia Morgan, the Queen of New York, which is a controversial statement, and I actually, as I said it, I don't believe it. Maybe she's just the queen of my heart. But Sonia Morgan had a response on the whole Harry Dubin and Ramona Singer lip-locking moment. So back in episode 11, I went very in-depth on the kiss that shook the world, the kiss of 2018. Sonia, obviously... So as everybody knows, Harry Dubin is, you know, a whore, a man whore, and he has hooked up, well, he was married to Aviva, who was on 1 or 2 seasons. He's openly said he's hooked up with Lou and Sonia. Now he's adding Ramona to the list of chicks he's been with. But Ramona, you know, has been friends with benefits with him for 30 years, so she was obviously jealous. At a Cool Sculpting event this past Thursday, Sonia told Us Weekly, I was not happy about those photos with Harry and Ramona. I don't care who Ramona sucks face with at this point. I can't keep up with the numbers, but I wasn't happy with Harry because Harry's been trying to court me since 30 years ago. So he's just like getting another notch on his belt. That's the way I look at it, which is hilarious. The fact that like Sonia is even like having any like genuine issue with like them making out and her also being like, he's been trying to court me for 30 years. Like, Sonia, don't you think if he wanted to like put a ring on it, like he would have? Like, in those 30 years, he's managed to fuck at least two of your friends and made out with one of them. And, you know, we're not assuming that any other girl in Manhattan is even being considered. I love Sonia. I love her, like, holier-than-thou attitude towards, like, you know, hooking up with people and thinking, like, I own Harry Dubin. Like, LOL, girl, LOL. So staying on the East Coast and staying very much so out east on Long Island. So Summer House Season 3 finally has a release date. It will be Monday, March 4th. So coming up on like the new spring, like late winter spring schedule, there will be the usuals. Carl, Kyle, Amanda, Danielle, and Lindsay will all be back. Obviously we lost Everett for season 2, which like thank God, because that was Lindsay's ex-boyfriend and God knows we didn't meet him. We lost the two Workus sisters and we also lost, what is name? Oh my God. I'm so unprofessional. I met him. Stephen McGee. So they're all gone, you know. So back on episode 8, we dropped news that Ashley Workus was pregnant, but we also kind of gave a little bit of details on why the Workuses and Steven won't be coming back. So definitely check back to that episode for all those deets. But we got some newbies. We have Hannah Berner, Paige DeSorbo, and Jordan Veroy. The girls look normal. I think they're both, like, in PR, you know, doing, like, podcasting, fashion writing, celebrity blogging, shit like that. The guy, I don't know anything about him yet. However, it should be interesting to see him. They kind of showed in the trailer that, like, he might be a virgin and that's, like, his secret he's hiding. Which, like, I'm sick of calling, like, speaking about a man's virginity. Like, what? I don't really want to go into it, but I don't really think men can, like, lose their virginity. I think it's kind of a thing for a woman, but it's really not the podcast. That's not the podcast to talk about this. I mean, I'm pretty into Summer House. Again, it's a show that, like, people don't really like, but since I'm a New Yorker, I really relate to it because I know a lot of terrible people who, like, have so much money and can just, like, go out to the Hamptons and do this every freaking weekend. Like, let me know if you guys need, like, an additional friend to stay in a room. Like, we'll go, but, like, can't guarantee I would ever, like, get along with your roommates. So we're going to be seeing Kyle and Amanda go through, I guess, maybe, like, the time right before their engagement. They got engaged in September, so I'm assuming they've been living together, and then hopefully they have some blissful moments. There's obviously an accusation in the trailer that Kyle was cheating on Amanda, which, like, surprise, surprise, like, Kyle's a 35-year-old alcoholic, like, still doing this life with a 25-year-old. Like, babe, you know he's, like, not faithful. Oh, I don't know. I feel bad for her because she does seem really sweet. And I mentioned back on that episode 8 that I once saw them on the street walking outside of an ice cream shop. Oh, actually, no. She was walking, like, indignantly behind him with, like, her arms crossed and, like, a pout on her face as he's, like, 15 paces in front of her. She's, like, booking down the street. I'm like, wow, now that is love. There's also appearance of Vanderpump Rules star Stassi Schroeder, Tom Schwartz, Katie Maloney Schwartz, and Kristen Doty, who come in hot, I guess, for an evening, whatever, at a party for the weekend. Should be interesting, but, again, like, Tom Schwartz is a full-blown alcoholic. Like, I don't really ever want to see him, one, really doing anything, but I definitely don't want to see him drinking in the Hamptons. I mean, Summer House Season 3, probably going to be amazing. Can't wait to watch it. Summer House is great. Definitely give it a binge. It's super quick. I'm not sure where it's airing. I doubt it's on Hulu because it's not like a Housewives show, but you can find it somewhere on the dark web. So Derek Kemsley from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is in yet another legal issue. I just hope this girl isn't as delusional as we think. So back on episode 17, I reported that they were in a ton of debt with all of these casinos and whatever. Who the fuck knows? They're just in so much debt. So now Dorit is also being sued by her business partner, Ryan Horn, for not paying expenses around for her bikini line to Beverly Beach by Dorit. Horn is claiming that he entered a deal with Dorit and PK back in 2017 for them to launch the bathing suit line, and he fronted the company $130K in merchandise and another $75K for just expenses. So courts obtained by The Blast say that an LA judge has ordered the reality star and her ex-partner to meet within 30 days to try to hash out this issue. If they cannot hash it out, they will be scheduled for trial on January 6th, 2020. And can you believe, like, the freaking court system where they're like, if you can't figure it out, you get a full year of waiting to go to trial. Fuck that! He also accused Dorit of selling the bathing suits at a super large profit and never paid him back for a dime. He eventually sued, demanding $205K he put into the business and a cut of the money the reality star is making from the sales. So I did have to go on the site myself to see the bathing suits. You know, some of them are cute, whatever, and they're actually kind of, like, somewhat affordable. Teddy Mellencamp finally got a bathing suit with her namesake, and actually, I kind of find it quite chic, and it's affordable. It's $52 for bottoms, $58 for a top, which, like, honestly, Dorit could be charging more. I mean, it's probably made of, like, synthetic material, and if you, like, light a lighter in it, like, you might burn to death. But hey, if you look good, you look good. If you guys haven't seen, there's a video where Dorit is getting heckled by this lady on vacation who I believe was a friend of Ryan Horn's. And, you know, she's screaming at her, like, you cheap bitch, pay my friend back the money you owe him. And it's super funny. Obviously, Dorit fought back and said that Dorit obviously fought back, claiming that he never promised ownership in the company and called him merely a vendor for the brand. Dorit is such a snake, and so is her fucking husband. I mean, the two of them are living on such a bed of lies, and it's just interesting to see how this will play out. I know we always talk about how these things will kind of play out on screen, and when legal issues start coming into play, obviously people are a little bit more hush-hush because they don't want to get, you know, dragged. They don't want what they say on the show to get dragged into the actual courts. However, how is Lisa Rinna not going to throw this in her face? It seems like it just would be obvious, and it's so fucking funny. Oh my god, poor Dorit. And you know what? Like, I don't know. There's something about, like, her being, I don't know. Like, I don't know if I feel bad for her, like, she's being hoodwinked by PK, or if she, like, I don't know. Or if she knows what she's doing and she knew the kind of man she married, but oh, poor Dorit. When did I become so sensitive? Well, moving on to happier news. Catherine Dennis from Southern Charm, obviously everybody's queen, has finally went Instagram official with her new boyfriend named Hunter Price. So Hunter Price is a 25-year-old aspiring country music artist, which makes me want to regurgitate my food. He was on America's Got Talent back in 2018, so maybe that's where she saw him, and then maybe, like, slid into his DMs or something. He's based in Nashville, which kind of explains why Catherine has been making frequent visits to Tennessee over the past few months, which you could just see on her social channels. They went Instagram official when they both posted pictures from the Southern Charm finale party at Patricia's house last week. She posted a picture of him with a black heart and tagged him. Ooh. And then Naomi wrote on a comment, ooh, Insta a fish. And then Catherine wrote in, like, cheeky lettering, like, that's when you know it's real. I mean, right? Like, cute. And then my favorite portion of their entire romance is she calls him her little chicken nugget and he calls her his little honey mustard, which I didn't think I'd be into that, but the more I read it, the more I'm like, fuck yeah, dip me. They also are calling each other their person, and Catherine said that he's the only person I've ever called my person. So, I mean, I guess Thomas Raphael wasn't really her person. I want the best for her. You know, she's been through so much, and obviously she's, like, a public figure, and, you know, everything is amplified, especially all the drama when you're in public, and she's obviously gone through so much. So I just want her to be happy. He seems pretty cute, and I listened to a couple of his, like, Instagram singing videos, and, like, Yeah, that's all I have to say about that. I don't like country music, so I might be a tad biased. So I'm not going to say a word. Southern Charms Season 6 is currently in production and will be airing on Bravo sometime this year. And I really can't wait. Like, please come back. Also, God knows, Ashley did an ambush at some sort of party for the cast. And Patricia made some comment on Instagram that Catherine needs to buy like a pair of like spiked Valentino shoes to like ward off anybody in an ambush. So loving that. Well, thanks so much for listening to this week's mini episode of Bravo Happy Hour. Be sure to check back on Monday for an all new episode of Happy Hour. We're going to discuss Jillian Michaels versus Andy Cohen, which like, what the fuck are these two weirdos talking about a keto diet fight? Very confused. We'll talk about Shannon Bedore being in a lawsuit with Jim Bellino. Like, will that guy ever go back into the hole he crawled out of? And so much more. Again, please, please, please go to iTunes, rate it 5 stars, leave an awesome review, and just help me get to the top. I've been charting a lot lately, and I'm really proud, and I definitely want more people to find out about the show. And also, you know, tell a friend. Why not? All right, thanks. Bye. Thanks so much for listening to Bravo Happy Hour. If you love the show, be sure to rate and review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. If you have any hot takes, gossip, or info about Bravo TV, feel free to shoot me an email at bravohappyhourpod@gmail.com. While you're at it, make sure to follow Bravo Happy Hour on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Thanks so much for listening, and check back every Monday and Thursday for a new episode all about your favorite Bravo celebrities.